Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, Tebow, and tweet them. Let them know that we are live and on the air. Glory to God, and we thank God for another day that he has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Amen. Glory to God. First of all, we're going to go ahead and I have a couple of quick announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, an awesome, awesome apostle of God. We thank God for her. Amen. Glory to God. And as you know, we just celebrated 32 years, amen, of marriage. We thank God for each and every one, amen, that, you know, celebrated with them, glory to God, and send them out, you know, happy anniversary wishes, glory to God. And I hope you also, amen, open your purse, amen, and show them just how much and how happy you was for them to celebrate those 32 years, glory to God. And we also have Pastor Joseph Rouse, an awesome, awesome, awesome praying man, amen, preaching his man, teaching his man, glory to God, who pours out to us, amen, and who pours out to you, amen, glory to God. We thank God for Pastor. We thank God for everything that they do, amen. And on Monday, we have something that we call midweek. I'm sorry, we have Moments in the Spirit done by Minister Michelle Wilson. It's an awesome two-minute clip that will jump start your Monday. It will set you on high, and it will help you to get through any hump day you might need to get through. So sometimes you say, okay, it gets hard. But you know what makes it hard? It's us that makes it hard. You know, because the word is there. God has given us the word through each and every one. He's laying it out. He just laid it out just as simple and plain, glory to God. You can't make it no plainer. So if you're not getting in on this, amen, it's nobody's fault but your own, glory to God. Like it'll be nobody's fault but mine if I miss it. But Minister Michelle does an awesome job, amen, on the Moments in the Spirit, a two-minute clip that will help you to jumpstart your Monday. You know, that's what sometimes you need, that glory to God. You know, you say, well, I'm just coming off the weekend. Well, guess what? God still got his word, amen, out there waiting on you, amen, to subscribe to it, amen. So what we only ask for, $25 or more, amen, and you'll get the Moments in the Spirit, and you can partner with us for only $25 or more. You know, you can just add that up, you know, do the math, amen. $25, glory to God. We thank God for it being that cheap. Some charge is thousands of dollars and hundreds of dollars. Amen. Just to even, you know, get in a line, amen, and get prayer. But it's just only $25 or more. And she does an awesome job with this two-minute clip. It's none other than Michelle Wilson. And we thank God for her, who's a member of the Wild Team, who is, amen, an awesome, awesome minister of the Word of God. Glory to God. And if you move on down a little bit further, we have Apostle and Pastor. They come on Tuesday night. They come on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And they do an awesome job, amen, when they preach that word, amen, on Tuesday night, amen. Pray the house down. And as you know, on last week, they talked about, amen, the anniversary, and they talked about marriage, amen. If you have not heard this, amen, you can go back on demand and hear it, amen, over and over again. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome testimony. It makes everybody just want to, you know, just sit down and listen and say, Lord, I know if you did it for them, Lord, then I know you could do it for me. So I'm going to wait. I'm not going to get in my hurry. I'm not going to take every JoJo and Cujo and Mimo and everybody that come along and Mojo, you know, with his hand hanging on down around. Amen. Glory to God. Come on now. You hear that testimony, that'll make you want to wait on the Lord. You know, if you wait on the Lord, amen, God will supply, amen, your every need. Amen. So go back and hear that testimony that they gave, amen, on Tuesday night. It was an awesome testimony. Amen to those, amen, who are married, those that want to get married, those that are waiting on the Lord. Go back and hear that testimony. And then if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Wild Worldwide Radio, Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew, an awesome, awesome woman of God. She prayed a house down, glory to God, on yesterday. If you miss it, you miss a treat. Amen. Because when she started to pray, amen, oh, my God, the radio station started to shake. Good God Almighty. There was a trembling in the atmosphere. Because what it was, that tremble, amen, everything that was wrong, amen, it was, she was rooting up some stuff and tearing up some stuff. And she was pulling out some stuff. She was casting down some things. Glory to God. So if you missed it, amen, you can go back and you can hear it on demand. And her show comes on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Glory to God. So mark your calendar, amen, next time if you missed it, you can hear it, amen, right on point. Amen. It be right on point. Amen. She don't shake. She don't quiver. She just give it, tell it like it is. Glory to God. Amen. And you can also, amen, you can, you know, press the 1 on any of the lines and they'll open up for prayer. Glory to God. All except, you know, ministry lane, you have to inbox her. We'll get to that in just a minute. You have to inbox her and she will get back with you and pray with you. Glory to God. You know, don't fall short of what you need from God. You know, you said one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000. Go ahead and get that other 1,000 that you need. Amen. To flee. Good God Almighty. And make the devil flee. So I encourage you to come on in. Amen. And hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. And next on down, amen, we have something we call midweek manna. Wherever the midday may fall, that's when the manna, amen, begins to fall. Glory to God. Midweek manna is done by none other than Minister Sheila Leverett, an awesome woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I just love it when she say, I am, amen, Sister Sheila, amen. She's now Minister Sheila, glory to God, who does an awesome job with that two-minute clip of the midweek manna. She does an awesome, awesome job. She breaks it down just right. Glory to God. She don't leave you hanging, amen, and thinking, what was it? She don't leave you hanging and say, okay, I didn't understand. First, she give you scripture, where she's coming from, and then she breaks it down to you. That's an awesome word that comes from Minister Sheila Leverett, who does the midweek manna. Then if you move on down just a little bit further, on Sunday, amen, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and I'm coming to you live, glory to God, and my show comes on at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, amen, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, amen, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Glory to God. And it's an awesome show. I want everybody to come in and hear what the Lord is saying and you know, just don't look past, amen, me, but see with the Spirit of the Lord in me, you know. Sometimes we can judge that person just because we know them, but you got to look past that and see what God is doing on the inside, glory to God, on the inside out. My God, my God. And you know, the show is an hour long, glory to God. And what we do is, amen, I will pray for you. If you need prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. And, you know, get your prayer needs met. Don't wait and say, well, you know, I wish I should and I could, but you can. Glory to God. Press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. And like I said, glory to God, nothing short, amen, glory to God. Whatever the Lord say, then that's what goes out in the atmosphere, glory to God. You have to be spirit-led, and we thank God for that, glory to God. Then you move on down just a little bit further, and we have none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Minister Elaine Jackson will be coming on at 6:30, glory to God, and awesome woman of God who give you testimony, my God, who can give you, amen, the breakdown of the word of God as it comes, amen, glory to God. If God give it to her and feed it to her, she'll give it to you, my God, so I encourage you, after you listen to me, you take a break, and then you'll go back, amen, and at 6:30, and you can hear Ministry Lane, you can go online on Facebook, amen, or you can go on Blog Talk, amen, and you can press the link on Blog Talk or Facebook, amen, and it'll take you to the show that's in progress, glory to God. An awesome woman of God, amen, who gives you testimony, amen, during the service, and it's just an awesome word. So I encourage you to come on in and partner with us, amen. You know, Pastor and Apostle, they do counseling, they're a life coach, amen, they do anything that the need may be. Like I said, 32 years of marriage, amen, that ought to tell you something. Glory to God. Come on now. You know, and so many times people are afraid to come on in and get what you need because somebody may know me. Well, inbox them and let them know. Glory to God. Inbox them. Amen. Glory to God. And they can tell you, you know, what you need to do and how and they'll get in touch with you, and you know, and they'll pray with you, and they'll do whatever the need may be. So you don't want to go around, you know, all broken, amen, busted and disgusted. You know, well, I would say something, but this, amen. Hey, if you can't get it together and you can't get your prayer through, glory to God, you think something's holding it up? Well, I encourage you to call apostle and pastor. Go ahead and inbox them, amen, and I can guarantee you, when they get through praying for you, amen, glory to God, whatever was blocking it, it's going to root it up. And, hey, and that's not just me boasting, glory to God. That's a promise in the Lord, glory to God. Because he said one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000, right? Glory to God. So, amen, it says it in the Word, and that's what we go by. We strive to live by God's Word each and every day, glory to God. I'm not saying perfect. You know, I know we're imperfect peoples, but we strive for perfection in the Word of God. We strive to do things in decency and in order within the Word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Keep all those announcements in mind. And if you forget one of the announcements, just go ahead and click on Facebook. All the links and everything is on Facebook. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for all the media, the way we can get out. Amen. And you know, we can reach out and touch others. We thank God for that. So, you know, you can hit us up. Amen. And let us know. Now, with all that said, we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to open up in prayer. I don't see nobody press the one, so I'm going to go ahead, amen, now, and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this day, O Lord, that you have made, Lord, as we rejoice and we're glad that we're in it, O God. Father God, we ask you, God, to give us strength, Lord God, on today, Lord God, like never before, O God. We ask you, God, to heal those who are brokenhearted, Lord God. Heal those who are downtrodden, Lord God. Heal those, Lord God, who think there's no way out, but your way is the only way, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to come on, Lord God, on this line, Lord God, those who are confused in their mind, oh God, and give them strength, Lord. Pour out your spirit and deliver them, Lord. Heal them and set them free in the name of Jesus. Let them know, oh God, that you're still in control and that you're still in charge, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. You can deliver them, God, whatever they need delivering it, God, in the name of Jesus. But nothing is too hard for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, because we serve a good God. Nothing falls short of his glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for delivering those, Lord God, and on drugs on today. In the name of Jesus, there are some family members that's been on drugs a long time. But God, you said, Lord God, if we stay on our bending knees and continue to pray, Lord God, and seek your faith, God, you will heal the land. In the name of Jesus, that means whatever your land may be, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're living in a land, hallelujah, where there is no water, he'll heal your land and he'll make it rain. Good God Almighty. If you're living in a place, hallelujah, glory to God, where you can't see your way through, he said, I'll be there for you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we give you the glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, Lord God, in your holy Son, Lord God. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know, there's someone been living in a place. As I was praying, I was hearing him say, you've been living in a place. You said ain't no rain. You ain't had no rain. That means things ain't happening for you. You ain't getting no rain. In other words, you ain't getting wet, glory to God. Well, let me tell you something, amen. You know, sometimes people can speak stuff over you. Amen. They can speak some evil stuff over you, too, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, amen. And sometimes it'll take root, glory to God. You know, but here's the thing. On today, we're going to break that curse right now. Oh my God, we send it back in the name of Jesus. Whoever spoke that word over you, my God, that's been stopping you from progressing. Amen. Glory to God. We send that word back in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, my God. I felt that. I know somebody should have felt that. Good God Almighty, huh? Oh, my God. Yes, we send it back in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, in this day and age, in this day and time, you have to be careful who you talk to. You have to be very careful. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Be careful who you talk to. Be careful. Amen. Who you tell. Amen. Those things that God say he's going to do for you. Be careful. Be careful. Because everybody ain't for you, glory to God. There are some, amen, that will help you to pray it through. And there are some who will pray against it. You know, it's just like, okay, well, Lord, you're doing this for them. My God, Lord, and I did this for you. And I did that for you. Well, see, they've already came against what God is wanting to do for you, glory to God. And sometimes they want to hold you up because their stuff is being held up. But understand, glory to God, you can say, Lord, I know if you did it for them, then, Lord, I know you'll do it for me. You know what? Curses and blessings can't come out the same mouth if you're a Christian and in the Lord God. You can't do it, glory to God. Words have power, so be careful how you speak over others, glory to God. You say, Lord, I know if you did it for them, you can do it for me. And go on down the road. So see, if you cut somebody else's off, then you still gonna hold yours up. That ain't going to make him release it no more. Glory to God. They're going to make you hold theirs up. You try to hold theirs up and yours too. Glory to God. It's just like so many times I'm hearing seed. Glory to God. We've been discussing seed time and harvest time. And amen. That's what's around me now. Glory to God. So if you want to be blessed, here's a little something that you must do. Glory to God. You've got to learn how to sow. Amen. Glory to God. You've got to learn how to sow. Don't sow grudgingly. Sow, amen, ungrudgingly. Just sow it and be happy. Because God loves a cheerful giver. Don't you get happy, good God Almighty, when you can give your glory to God. You know, I went through a time, amen, when, you know, there was a time when I couldn't pay my tithes and I couldn't do none of that, glory to God. I'm just giving a testimony because this ain't the way, amen, we're going to go. Hey, come on, y'all, roll with me. Roll with me. It's okay. Just roll on over and let's go, amen, down this road with Jesus Christ. No, I ain't trying to get your money. I say that all the time. And I say it, amen, on the show every time. I'm not trying to get your money. I'm trying to help God to bless you because, you know, you're in a season. You know, if you ain't going to sell nothing but them $10, that's all you're going to get, glory to God. But I was in a time where I couldn't pay a tithe and I couldn't pay an offering. And you know what it made me do? It made me feel bad because I couldn't give nothing. I'm like, hold up, Lord. I said, now, Lord, I did this and I do this, Lord, and I'm trying to do everything right. I said, but now, Lord, I don't have anything to sow or give. But guess what? He said, it's okay. You know, it was okay. But when he raised you up, back up to that point, and you can give your tithes and offerings, you know your money going to show where your heart's at. Because, see, sometimes when people don't give and they don't sow, it don't bother them, glory to God. But it bothered me. It bothered me. Because he said, give, amen, and it shall be given. Yeah, so there'll be meat on my table, glory to God. You know, you eat, you want meat on your table. You want them pork chops, glory to God. You want them work out on pork chops. You want meat. So God wants a meat too, glory to God. So they can keep their lights on, so they can keep their phones on, so they can keep the computer going, glory to God. So they can keep their air conditioning on, amen, in the church, glory. Hallelujah. This ain't my sermon today, amen. Glory to God. But that's what he's talking about. So all these things can be taken care of. Take care of where you at. Take care of the things that you're supposed to do. Glory to God. And if you don't feel guilty about paying your tithes and offering, I'm just going to say check yourself because something's wrong. Because if I couldn't, when at that time, when I couldn't do it, it made me feel bad. Glory to God. I couldn't help it because I knew what my heart was. Because money wasn't my heart. God was my heart. And obeying, that's what it was. That's why it bothered me. Because I said, Lord, I want to obey you, Lord. I want to obey. But guess what? He brought me up and brought me out, glory to God. And when God brought me up and he brought me out of that thing, my God, my God. I said, Lord, I said, I don't care what you do over here. Y'all just say, y'all all right. You were all right when I didn't have no money, so you'll still be all right, okay? Just hold on. And as he took me over, amen, in that place to where I could pay my tithes and my offering, you know, and then he raised me on up, glory to God. And when I just kept on, amen, over here paying my tithes and paying my offering and whatever else was over here do, amen, guess what? He made a way for me to pay all that off. Glory to God. He made a way for me to pay all that over there off because I turned that over to him and I let him have that. But guess what I did? I gave him his. Glory to God. Now, that's going to show who you really, really trust. Do you trust God? Amen. On today, no, that's not the sermon. Amen. We're going to go ahead. Amen. We're going to get into the message. But, you know, sometimes you have to just talk. Amen. And you know, just let God be God. Hallelujah. You have to just let go and let God. You know, you say you want to be blessed and you want God to move. Well, this is the Lord, something you must do. Let God have his way. Glory to God. Go ahead. Amen. And we're going to turn, amen, to Isaiah, amen, glory to God. Hold on, let me catch my breath. Glory to God. We're going to turn over to the book of Isaiah and 40. Amen, Isaiah 40. Amen, Isaiah 40. I'm going to start down around verse 29, glory to God. But I just encourage you to come on in, amen, and hear what the Lord is saying, amen, and see what God wants to do in your life. If you ain't paying your tithes and offering, you know, amen, it ain't nobody's fault but yours, glory to God. It ain't nobody's fault but ours, glory to God. When God raised you up, sometimes you run into a point, yeah, where you hit some bumps in the road, glory to God. But you know what? If you just turn it over to God, then guess what? God's going to do what he say do, glory to God. So, you know, don't back up on God. You know, if you don't back up on God, he ain't going to back up on you. But if you back up and don't do what he wants you to do, then guess what? Amen. He going to step back and just, okay, go ahead, have your way. Have your way. And I know, and I hear it now. I hear it, glory to God. I hear you. She always talking about money and tithes and offering and paying of it. Yes. You know, and I'm like I said, I'm going to talk about it until Jesus returns, until the Lord said, Martha, you ain't got to talk about it no more. When he said that, then I'll stop. Glory to God. But he ain't told me yet. Glory to God. Go ahead and turn to Isaiah 40. Start at verse 29. I'm going to start there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to title this message, Unleashing, Amen, the Promise of God. Amen. You know, sometimes we could think, amen, that, you know, yeah, God said he's going to get some houses, he's going to get some land, you know, get some cars. I'm going to get, amen, I'm going to get. But, you know, there are so many promises in the Word of God. Glory to God. There are a lot of promises, amen, glory to God. You know, some people ask for stuff that really they don't even need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They don't need more of. What you really need more of is I need not a little more Jesus, a lot more Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you think if you get the money, amen, everything else will be all right. But what about your soul salvation? Glory to God. What about the salvation? Glory to God. Let's read here on 29. Let's see, amen, what is he saying in the Word of God? He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Don't you know, amen, God going to give, he said, he gives you strength when you are tired. See, that's a promise right there. It is. It's a promise. He said, I will give you strength. But then in God giving you the strength, there's something you got to do. You got to pray and ask. Sometimes you just ask for money. My God. And sometimes it ain't what you need. Glory to God. You just need some strength. You just need some wisdom. You just need God to give you, amen, those things instead of the money in your hand. You know, because you're probably not managing what you got in your hand. Glory to God. You know what, I hear that, amen. Is it not enough to meet your needs that you see, glory to God? You know what, I understand that. I do, amen. If it's not enough to meet your needs, it is you see, glory to God. Because if I got $300 due over here, amen, and I ain't got the $20 over here, that's a long way, $300, glory to God. And that's what it is. But God said he give you the strength. He give you strength, amen, where you need it. But you got to learn how to ask. You know, sometimes you can be sick with racking with pain in your body, but you're still asking for money. But he said, I'll give you strength, amen, glory to God. He'll increase it in you. So do you ask God for what you really, really need? Do you ask God to increase your strength? Do you ask God to increase your faith? Do you ask God to help you to increase in every area? I know, here we go. I'm trying to get off it, but I can't. Do you ask God to help you increase in your giving? Glory to God. It's just almost glory to God. Do you ever ask God to help you increase in your giving? Glory to God. You know, he'll give you increase in all those things. He'll give you strength. That's a promise of God. He said, it's God's promise, glory to God. So do you ask him, glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit further, amen. He said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. You know, we all going to go through trials, tribulations, amen. But God, you know, he said, I will, amen. If he have to reach way down, he said, I will pick you up, glory to God. That's one of his promises. If you stay on top of the promises of God and read the word of God, meditate on the word of God, and know it don't matter. When you walk through that mountain, when you go through that fire, you won't get burned. That's a promise of God. But you've got to stay anchored in the Lord thy God. Glory to God. That's one of God's promises. He said, you won't get burned, although you try to climb that mountain, and you can't go over that mountain. You can't go through it, glory to God, because it's too hard, glory to God. He said, I'll be there with you. I'll be there, hallelujah, huh? When you get out on your bended knees, and you call on me, he said, I'm going to be there, hallelujah, huh? He said, I'm everywhere you need me to be, hallelujah. When the fire comes, when things started to happen, when the rebel get the rage in my God, my God, he said, I'm there in the midst of the storm. When they were on the ship, they said, Jesus, where are you? Do you care not that we perish? Oh, my God, my God. But he didn't lose them. Glory to God, he was there. But they didn't realize, hallelujah, they had the one, hallelujah, that creates the storm. Glory to God, because it's not to make you better, but it's to make you better. My God, my God. So don't you know, the promises of God are yea and amen. Amen, glory to God. He don't fall short of no promise that he give you. If he said he'll give you houses that you didn't build, he'll do it, hallelujah, because that's one of his promises, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. He'll give you vineyards that you didn't plant, glory to God. But do you believe him on the day? Sometimes it's so hard, hallelujah, do you believe in the word of God, especially when your storm is raging in your life, good God Almighty, and you think you're going to get burned up, hallelujah. Because the fire gets so hot, good God Almighty. But do you rely on God? That's the first thing you should do, hallelujah. That's the first thing. You need to take notice, and that's the first thing you need to do. I know a situation, hallelujah. And I was like, okay, now hold up, wait a minute. The first thing I thought about, I said, now hold up now. Hold up, wait a minute. I said, this, that. I just kept going. I'm like, hold up. And then he had to grab me and pull me back. Remember what I said, hallelujah. He makes you put him in remembrance of his word also. Whatever word you read, hold on to that word on the inside, because you're going to need it, hallelujah. Hold on to everything with hope, because God is there. He ain't moved. It's us that move. We move off, amen. We move to the side. We move to the left, glory to God. We're telling you, don't go over there, amen. For you, you'll get burned on that side. But if you stay over here on Jesus' side, glory to God. You know, you got to learn how to track yourself. Track yourself, glory to God. Say, Lord, you know what I did? This, Lord, and I didn't get nowhere. But you told me, Lord God, not to do this. You told me, Lord God, that your promise is yea and amen. You said, if I give, it shall be given. Good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall me give unto my bosom, Lord God. You told me that you would give me the strength, Lord. You told me, Lord God, even if I fall, Lord, you say it, Lord God, all I got to do is repent and get back up again. That's his promise. He said, oh, come unto him, all that are heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace in the midst. Hallelujah. But didn't he say it? But so many times we don't even look at that. You know, we serve such a good God. You need to learn how, amen, to depend on God. And we put God back in remembrance of his word. Hallelujah. When we can put him back in remembrance of his word, it brings you peace. It brings you peace, glory to God. But that's why you don't get what you need and you don't get the peace that you need, glory to God. And you don't get the promises of God because you can't remember what he's saying. He said, I'm saying to the church today, hey, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Are you in the church? Glory to God. The church in you, glory to God. Are you in the church? Glory to God. And the church is in you, glory to God. Remember, put me in remembrance of my word. So many times we don't put him in remembrance of his word, glory to God. And then we get weary and we say, oh, glory to God. But don't you know he will reach down and he'll pick you up. You're going to go through trials and tribulations. It don't matter. He said in the word right here, hallelujah. Say, amen. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But guess what? He will pick you up, glory to God. All you got to do is get back on the saddle, glory to God. Have you seen on TV, amen, I like to watch shows with people and horses and how they break horses and different stuff. I like to watch that stuff. I like to watch it, glory to God. But don't you know, amen, they sometimes take somebody out, amen, and don't really know how to ride a horse. And when they go out, they fall off. But guess what they do? Amen. They say, come on, you can do it. They get back up and they get back on the horse. Glory to God. And that's all you got to do, glory to God. Get back up, hallelujah. But you know, he's reaching out his hand for someone who fell off the wagon. It don't matter. Amen. Repent. Get back up, glory to God. And get back on, glory to God. Get back on straight street. Because God ain't moved. He ain't lost his flavor. He ain't lost his favor for you. Glory to God. It's only people that will try to put you in a place that's not God. He try to put you in a heaven or hell. Glory to God. Like they, you know, he made them God. He's bigger than any of them. Glory to God. Every promise he made is yea and amen. Glory to God. Read the word of God. I didn't give you all the promises because there are a lot of promises. When I begin to look at it, glory to God. You know, he said, if you want wisdom, just ask. Glory to God. If you want some wisdom, just say, Lord, I want some wisdom, glory to God. Lord, give me some wisdom. Give me some revelation, God. If you really, really mean it from your heart, you know, but sometimes when you get in a place, you say, okay, Lord, now this is what I want. I got my to-do list. I want this, this, this. But if you're asking God for more wisdom and more knowledge, don't you know, amen, that's what you need. That's what you need, glory to God. You need more wisdom and more knowledge on how to handle things. You need more wisdom and more knowledge on how to handle people, glory to God. You need more wisdom and more knowledge on how to decipher the right word of God. You need more knowledge and more wisdom of the word of God. You need more knowledge and more wisdom of what God's saying I can have. What promises did he make to me in the word of God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on down to this scripture. Amen. Glory to God. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount their wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Glory to God. But you know, when you learn how to wait on God, you can say, okay, Lord, I know, Lord, you said, Lord God, that you promised me, Lord God, this car. Okay, Lord, I'm going to wait on you, Lord. If you promised it to me, dear God, you're going to have to get somebody else to pay for it. Because, Lord, hey, it ain't coming out of my check unless you tell me to go get it. But so many times you want to get in a hurry, glory to God. But if he said right here that if you wait upon the Lord, you shall renew thy strength. You shall mount up wings as an eagle. You'll fly high above that mess that you're going through. Because his promises is yea and amen. He said, I promise you, in the word of God, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you repent and do it quickly, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Somebody need to repent now and do it quickly. Glory to God. Come on, go ahead and repent now and do it quickly. That's what he's saying. Repent now and do it quickly. Glory to God. Because you've been over there running on that other side and you know, you think that's what's going to get you through. No, that ain't. He said, repent and do it quickly. God receives you. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus, he receives you. Glory to God. It's only those, amen, that we know on the earth, glory to God, that don't receive you. God won't turn his back on you. Glory to God. But people will. So go ahead and repent right now. And do it quickly. You know what? I hear the pool for salvation. I want to just stop right there for just a minute. Amen. Amen. I hate to stop in the middle of a message, but we're going to go ahead. I hear him say, go ahead, because they may need the land. Glory to God. And I want you to get it. Amen. Right now. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, I repent for everything that I've done, Lord. Father God, created me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit in me, Lord God. Because I'm yours, Lord God. Oh, my God. I believe Jesus died and rose, Lord God, again, Lord God. so that I might be saved. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Now, if you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ, where you are a blood-washed believer, amen. Get in the Word of God. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you receive the Lord thy God as your Savior on today, because we serve a good God. Amen. And we're going to go ahead, amen, and continue the message. We had to get it in, glory to God. But they that wait, amen. Are you one of the ones that can wait when you see the promise that God has made? You know, when he said, give, it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together. Do you understand what that pressed down, shaken together? You're going to have so much, amen. And you know how they, when they just think about it, glory to God, you have so much. You know, come on, y'all, you know, y'all Southerners, some of y'all know what collard greens is, glory to God, you know. Amen, you got so much. And then in a pan, you pull them, you clean them, and pull them in a pan, and then you press them down. Even when you put them in a pot, you press them down, glory to God. Have so much, you got to press it down to get in the pot. That's the way God wants it to be. You got so much that you're going to have to press it down and shake it together, run it over, hallelujah. When men are given to your bosom, that means they're going to come and give you out of the what works. It ain't nothing God won't hold back from you. He don't hold no promises back from you. But you understand, those promises come with stipulation, glory to God. You got to do what God say do. Glory to God. You got to learn how to walk where he wants you to walk. You got to learn how to do what he wants you to do. Glory to God. If he tells you to give, then you got to be a freely giver. Glory to God. Don't give grudgingly, like I said, you know. Give ungrudgingly and watch God move. You know, God, and still God, he still sits on the throne. You know, my thing is, you know, so many times people don't believe in God. And I hear this stuff. You know, well, this how you get him, glory to God. They didn't just get you, amen, out of the stove. Glory to God. You were created, hallelujah, by the Creator. Glory to God. You know, I'm hearing a lot of stuff, you know, I hear a lot of things about, you know, the Bible, this and the Bible, that, and, you know, it was man written. Well, you know what? This is what you need to believe. You, all that other stuff, it does not even matter. Because you're going to have to give an account, amen, of your own soul salvation, not nobody else's. So I've heard a lot of stuff, but I'm telling you, you know, sometimes you got to just say, devil, you're going to have to get not behind you. He may push you into something. You're going to have to go back into the pit where you came. Just go ahead, tell him to get gone right now. Tell him to go on now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus and send him back in the pit. Glory to God. That's where he belongs. Glory to God. Because you hear a lot of stuff. Well, you know, you can't be that holy and live like this and live like that. You can live just as holy as you want to live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't let people tell you how to live. Because if you wait, what did he say right here? If you wait, glory to God. You know, I know there's some who are already, amen, they say, I'm ready to get married, glory to God, I'm ready, am I ready? Are you really and truly ready? But I will say this, amen, glory to God. Don't marry without some counseling, glory to God. Don't do it, and don't do it. Glory to God. Make sure you get what you need, amen, before you marry. Make sure you go to someone who can really, really lay it out. Just lay it out for you. You know what I'm saying? You want it laid out. You don't want to lay it out later. You want it laid out before, amen. Not the after. Glory to God. If God promised you that, then he said, you know, he's going to give you everything that he promised. If it's in his word and he promised it, he'll give it to you. Glory to God. He said he'll give you peace, and he will. You got to ask. Because nothing is too hard for the God that we serve. We serve a God, amen, that's so good. Some of us have me tapped in, amen, to how good he is. Only thing is, we just living and breathing. Hallelujah. Living and breathing. That's it. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Yeah, glory to God. But you know, you got to think about it, glory to God. Once you wake up, then your day has, you have to start a day. But I learned if you always put God first and put him in that day, glory to God, whether it's going, you know, just waking up saying, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for this day. I thank you, Lord God, how you kept me all last night. Lord, I thank you, God, because, Lord, I know that you sit high and you look low upon me, God, and your angels are around me, oh, Lord God, to help me, to guide me, Lord God, throughout the day, oh, God, to keep me from hurt, harm, and danger. You know, you've got to come on with it, glory to God. You know, you can't be a wimpy Christian, glory to God. You can't be a whip at nothing. Hallelujah. It's time to take off, amen, your shoes and get down with it. Glory to God. You know when you were going to the club and they played this song, get down on it. Glory to God. Come on now. You were getting down on it. You were dancing. Hallelujah. So come on. You can dance over here on the Lord's side. Get on it. Glory to God. Get on down with it and start praying. Start casting out some of these devils and stop letting them run around in your house. Start sending them out like the Lord. Tearing you to send them out. Glory to God. And they run all over your finances and they're running all over everything else. You can't have enough food. You took. Amen. They're acting up. Glory to God. You don't know what to do. Glory to God. Stop letting them run all over you and stop letting people tell you who you ain't and who you are. My goodness, my goodness. Come on. Glory to God. Amen. Because you believe in the Lord our God and you believe in every promise that he's made. Glory to God. You know, we are people, amen. When God said, when he tells us something, he won't do it, glory to God. But you need to wait. He's saying wait, glory to God. You may ask for something that he may not give you just right at that point, glory to God. Because guess what? He's going to give it to you, amen, as he sees fit that you need it, glory to God. Because if you're asking for $1 million, amen, and you can't handle the check that you're getting, amen, every 2 weeks, every week, every month, or whatever you're getting, you're throwing all that away, chances are you're probably not going to get $1 million until you know how to handle that you got. Buy stuff that you need, hallelujah, and that you don't need, leave it alone, glory to God. I'm still in the book. We're still in the message, glory to God. Because we're people, amen, of seeing what others got. And then sometimes you want what they got. No, well, yeah, I'm going to go out and buy that because they got that. You know, you can't live like the Joneses, glory to God. You have to live according to what you make. Live according to your check and live according to after, glory to God, let me say, after I pay my tithe, then what can I do? Well, Lord, if I ain't got enough to do this, I'm going to go ahead on and give you yours. If I ain't got enough to go out there, you know, and eat whatever I want to eat, then Lord, I'm going to make sure I give you yours first. You know, if you give him his first, the first fruits, glory to God, then guess what? The other things he said, I will add unto you. Glory to God. He said all them other things. That means when you want to go out and go to the mall and all that stuff and you want to go, amen, to the shore, well, you may want to go, he said he'll add it to you. You want a new car, he'll add those things to you where you can get them. That's what he's saying. So you got to be people that learn how to seek the word of God and his promises. You know, his promises is more than just, you know, just meat, glory to God. His promises are more than just I get what I want, glory to God. Well, you know, if you learn to pray for others, amen, then guess what, glory to God. God will take care of what you need, glory to God. Because his promises is more than just what we need. It's others. There are people out there that are literally dying and living in sin, amen. You know, and we as Christians, you can't be fearful to tell them. You know, it's a way to tell them. You can't just go up, well, hold up, wait a minute. You know, you're living with JoJo and JJ. You can't be doing that, glory to God. No, you got to ask them, you know, do you know the Lord? Amen. Because once you know what, I learned, if you woke up, amen, and then you ask them if they know the Lord, and they say, yes, I know the Lord. And then it's okay, well, amen. Then God may give you another word to give them, amen, and you give them that word, glory to God. But if they say, well, you know what, nah, I'm not, I'm just as big a saint as you are. I said, well, all right, amen, glory to God. Well, amen, what do you mind if I tell you something, glory to God? But, you know, so many times, amen, when you walk up to people, you got to know how to talk to people. You got to know how, amen, people can read you when you walk up to them. They can tell if you're nice. They can tell if you're being nasty. They can tell either of it, glory to God, because you carry that aura when you walk up, glory to God. Amen. And they can receive from your belt, glory to God. But be people, amen. Let's be people who we can learn how to wait on God. You know, that's where so much debt comes from. You know, not waiting on God. Just want what we want when we want it. Hallelujah, my God. And you just say, I'm just going to go get it. When did he tell you to go get it? Yeah. Are you afraid to ask, Lord, do I need to go get this now? Or do I wait? If he don't say nothing, then that means you do nothing. That don't mean you ain't hearing from him. That means when he's quiet, he gonna see. Amen. He already knows. So he gonna see where you at. Amen. Let you see where you are. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. He will let you see where you are. Amen. So just know, amen, learn how to wait. And know that God's promise is yea and amen and glory to God. He ain't going to come shy on his promises. Glory to God. He will give you strength. And whatever the need may be, he'll give you peace. He'll give you joy. You won't get burned in the fire because he's right there with you. Amen. Glory to God. And he'll help you to climb the mountains. Because he is a mountain climber. Glory to God. You know, they use the spikes and they put them on their shoes. Amen. And when they get ready to go up the mountain, they try to climb the mountain. Well, God will be your spike. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He will give you that lift up that mountain that you need, whatever your mountain may be. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see. Amen. Is anybody pressed the one? My God, my God. Amen. We have one caller that has pressed the one, so we're going to bring that caller in. Amen. For prayer at this time. Caller 617, you are live and on the air.
Hi. Good morning or good afternoon or good evening, wherever you may be.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
What's your prayer request and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Amen.
And my name is Annette.
Okay, what's your prayer request, ma'am?
My prayer request is I want to change my life. I want to have a closer relationship with God. It's been a long time that I've walked away, and
okay.
I just want a closer relationship. And be more consistent.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Father, we pray right now, Lord God, that you give her that closer walk back to you, Lord God, because, Father, you said that you're married to the backslider, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, everything that, Lord God, held her back and everything and every situation, Lord God, that held her back from getting that closer walk with you, Lord God, Father, we cast it out right now in the name of Jesus. Father, she's coming to you, Lord God, with a repentant heart, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that she came back, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Ma'am, would you do something for me? Amen.
Amen.
Ma'am, amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I
amen.
Can.
Amen. Well, we're just going to go ahead, amen. Would you just go ahead, amen, right now? I'm going to pray the sinner's prayer. Just go ahead, amen, and just repent. And you know, God welcome you back. The angels in heaven will rejoice. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Say, Lord God, I repent. Repeat after me, ma'am.
Okay.
Said, I repent,
Lord
God.
Lord God, I repent.
For all my sins, oh Lord.
For all my sins, oh Lord.
I believe that you died and rose.
I believe that you died and rose.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Welcome back. The angels in heaven rejoicing. They receive you, good God Almighty. You can walk as close as you want to walk with God. Go ahead and put your hands up. God welcomes you back. The angels are rejoicing, ma'am. Glory to God. You are released, my God, from everything that's held you back. From coming back to the Lord, glory to God. All those people, amen, glory to God, that wanted to be your friends, glory to God, hallelujah. Those are the ones that's been holding you back. God is releasing you from them on today, never again, glory to God. He's cutting off all that dead weight. I see him cutting it off right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Glory to God. You know, God was married to you anyway. He's married to the backslider. So it's okay, glory to God. You walk back, amen, glory to God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen and glory to God. And we thank you, amen, for calling in. God is
thank
good.
You.
Amen. You can go on my
thank
Facebook
you.
Page, ma'am. And inbox me, amen, or send me a friend request, glory to God, and I will get back with you later. Amen, glory to God.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God is good. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead on, amen, and get ready, amen, to get out of here, amen. I know something was said, amen. You know, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. He is rejoicing. He was married to us anyway, to the backslider. So we thank God for that young lady, amen. She was bold to stand up. Hallelujah. Then she put the devil to shame. Good God Almighty. Now, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's what you got to do. Glory to God. Put the devil to shame. All them people that want you to go, amen, and do something that's not godly, put them to shame right now. Put them to shame and let them know, I'm working for the Lord. I ain't working for you. I'm working for the Lord. I ain't working for you. Glory to God. Because when you're working for the Lord on his side, hallelujah, everything that you got belongs to God. You know it anyway. It belongs to him anyway. Glory to God. But when you're working for the devil, you're going to go and pay everybody else and do everything yourself instead of giving God his 10%. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead on and get ready to get out of here. I'm going to encourage you to listen to Minister Elaine of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. She's coming on at 6:30. You can click on, amen, on our Facebook, or you can go to Blog Talk, amen, and you can hear her. And also, woman of God, I want everybody to go over and show her love. Now, I see a lot of people on my line, amen, glory to God. So I want you to go over, amen, and show Minister Elaine some love, amen, because she's going to be fired up and ready to go, glory to God. She's going to tell it like it is and bring it to you with some fire on top of it. So I encourage you, amen, huh? Soon as, amen, you take a break, get your drink of water, you know, glory to God, and get ready, get ready, get ready. Because the train is still moving and it's still going down the road, and it's going to go on down to the next hour power with Minister Elaine Jackson, a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Now, the benediction. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Glory to God.